Hey, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's donuts. Mm-mm. Hello, everybody. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Now is when I choose to sneeze, right as I had to talk. But here we are. We are back for 2024. I hope you all had a nice, restful break. And looking forward to a new year. Don't know what I'm talking about. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. On today's show, we're going to listen to, or we're going to hear some new music from a bunch of people. Julia Holter announced a new record, as did Waxahachie. Going to hear some new tunes from Marika Hackman and a re-release from Linda Smith. At the top, we heard Grace Ives from a couple years back, her album Janky Star, and that was the song Lullaby, her anthem to homebodies. And it feels like we're all going to be homebodies pretty soon, because it's going to get very cold and maybe snowy. So brace yourselves for a deep freeze over the next few days. But you shouldn't let that stop you from going out on Saturday night. The Golden Age of Wrestling, the glambient side project of Jeff Kincaid, also known as Devourers, his album will be released out into the world on Saturday night, with a performance at 604 Studios in the downtown Eastside. And yeah, the new record is called Scorpion Deathlock. And for that release, he'll be joined by his pal, Future Star. So hopefully things will have settled in terms of the weather. Buses will be moving and we can all bus down to 604 Studios. So let's start off with a song from Scorpion Deathlock. This is the song Ferrari Rocher. Here we go. Here is the golden age of wrestling. Thank you. Right, that was Born at Midnight with their new single Spotlight. Before that, we heard fellow Montrealer Patrick Holland with the song High Noon. That is from a new mixtape called Infra that he has just put out. Before that, we heard a Devour's remix of Future Star's lead single from their last album. That was a lot of qualifiers. Anyways, Future Star put out a record in 2021. Called When Will the DJ of Love Grant Me My One Request? And the first single was Kiss the Mirror, and that was a remix of that song, Kiss the Mirror. Future Star doesn't have to write songs like that anymore because they're married now. They found love. They don't need to kiss the mirror. Great Devour's remix there. And then at the top, we heard Devour's alter ego, Golden Age of Wrestling, from the album Scorpion Deathlock. That was the song Ferrari Rocher. Future Star has a new album coming out. I don't know if it's finalized or mastered yet, but I've heard just from social media posts that that's in the works, so can't wait to hear some more Future Star. All right, Julia Holter, another artist that I always look forward to hearing from, has a new record out, her first in a few years. Aviary, I think, came out in 2018. I saw her play on that tour. She is one of the goofiest performers I've seen. It was very surprising. Her music has a kind of a state Baroque quality, in concert she was just constantly hamming it up. Unfortunately, Julia Holter won't be making it to Vancouver on her initial tour. She just announced tour dates up the West Coast as far as Seattle. I'm just like, do I want to try and make it down to a show in Seattle in early May on a Monday? Don't think it's going to work out for me, but I hope you get to see her, and I hope she does make it to Vancouver because she's an excellent performer. So her new record is entitled Something in the Room She Moves, a riff on the Beatles song Something in the Way She Moves. And the second single is called Spinning, and so let's give a listen to that. This is the great Julia Holter from her brand new record. Here we go. We'll be right back.
you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
MRG Live is pleased to present the legendary DJ Shadow live at the Vogue Theater on January 23rd. Don't miss your chance to catch this pioneering producer performing music from his latest release, Action Adventure, alongside his rich 3-decade-long catalog, which includes collaborations with artists such as Run the Jewels, Nas, and De La Soul, among others. For tickets, head to admitone.com and search for DJ Shadow.
Jealousy, I'll fall down into a fair game. song, we know it. If I can keep up, we'll get right back to it. We'll get right back to it. We'll get right back to
occupy your mind, don't stay home. Talk to all your friends, but don't look at your phone. Scream into a bed,
try to turn your brain off. Now we're doing it all the time.
Right, that was Marika Hackman from her new record, Big Sigh, coming out tomorrow. That was the song No Caffeine. Before that, we heard California's Casey Johansing from her forthcoming record, Year Away. That came out a little while ago. Sorry. And that was the song Daffodils, a very lovely song. Before that, we heard Waxahachie from the newly announced record, Tiger's Blood. That was the song Right Back to It, and indeed, Right Back to It, Waxahachie, very well done. That record comes out March 22nd, it's scheduled to come out. And at the top, Julia Holter from the new record, Something in the Room She Moves, the song Spinning. All right, The Brights are a jangle pop band from the UK, and they have a new album out called Oyster Rock. Let's give a listen to the song Everyone in Town. Here we go. Thank you.
ask the postman, ask the doctors, ask the bidders, ask your mother. Everyone in town is giving up on you. Now you're not making a sound. We'll find somebody else to tie down. We'll test our luck. Everyone's giving up on you.
We'll test our luck. about 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient drone field recordings and sound blocks, collage, technical support called voicemail fills, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at citr.ca.
I need you.
Hello, everyone. So it is 1 p.m. again. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Played an extended set there. At the top, we heard The Brights, who are from Sydney, Australia, not from the UK, from their new record, Oyster Rock. That was the song Everyone in Town. After that, we heard Katie von Schleicher from the record A Little Touch of Schleicher in the Night. That was the song Overjoyed, which apparently that record features Jana Horn and Dan Behar. So that definitely caught my attention. After that, we heard Nashville, Tennessee's Snooper with their song, their single Company Car. And we just heard two Danish artists. We heard Erica de Cassier from her new record Still. That was the song Lucky. And we heard Astrid Son from the album Great Doubt. That was the song Boost. And Astrid Son is going to be going out on tour with ML Buick, who I played a few weeks back. So that's a cool combo. Just before we go, I wanted to make a couple of announcements. One is happy birthday to Kai Kamanishi. He turns 102 years old, and he's the last surviving member of the Vancouver Asahi baseball team. And so to commemorate his 102nd birthday, today is Asahi Day in the city of Vancouver. So Vancouver Asahi Day. If you don't know about the Vancouver Asahi, a legendary baseball team that were disbanded when Canada had its internment program for Japanese Canadians in the Second World War. So definitely worth, if you're a baseball fan at all, you probably already know about them, but if you don't, definitely worth looking up. And a very, very happy birthday to Kai Kamanishi. Also, there's a great new podcast and soon to be CITR radio show out. It's called In Search of Lost Venue and Lost Venues. And it's by Christine Rothstein, who's a local music fan. And her first episode involves a tour of Mount Pleasant with Chris Riffick from Parts Unknown. And there's going to be lots of other luminaries from Vancouver on that podcast soon. So, yeah, check out that show and that podcast In Search of Lost Venues. And happy birthday, Kai. Going to close out with the song Hit the Snow by the Eilers Set from their album The Last Match. Good luck with the weather in the next couple of days, and have a good week. I'll see you next Thursday.